Could we have a report out of closed session, please, Council Biggs?
Yes. The board met in closed session with regard to the various matters on the agenda, including the various pending litigation matters, and there was no reportable action taken on any of those matters, including the potential litigation and the personnel matter. However, the board did direct that with regard to the potential litigation matter, that we would release some further information as requested by the public prior to the closed session. Specifically, the matter under discussion were threats that have been received over time from the company AES with regard to the reclamator, and a discussion of those threats and so on was had in closed session. We wanted to certainly assure the public there have been no negotiations, there are no private meetings going on, there is no contact going on other than contact initiated by AES toward the board. And much of that has been circulated in the community as well as to the board. We also want to release and let the public know that we've been in touch with the California Regional Water Quality Resources Control Board, the Central Coast region, and have consulted with them with regard to the reclamator and certain representations made by AES, and have received a letter dated March 6, 2008, from them responding to some of the comments and concerns that have been raised in the correspondence that's been circulated. We'd like to take a moment and read that letter into the record. This is a letter to Ms. Cheryl Journey, the Chief Building Official, Department of Planning and Building, County of San Luis Obispo, the County Government Center. Dear Ms. Journey, San Luis Obispo County permitting requirements for installation of the reclamator wastewater treatment device. This letter is in response to an email from Barry Toll of your staff to Harvey Packard of my staff, dated March 4, 2008. The email was in response to a phone conversation between Mr. Toll and Mr. Packard on March 3, 2008 regarding installation of the reclamator device by Tom Murphy at 1408 Las Encinas, Los Osos. The following are county requirements, and the owner of the community sewer system may have its own requirements. Two, a reclamator installed in the Los Osos Prohibition Zone, replacing an individual septic system. The Central Coast Water Board supports measures to minimize ongoing adverse impacts from septic systems in the Prohibition Zone. To our knowledge, the effluent quality from a reclamator would not be any worse than that from an existing septic system and may even be of higher quality. However, even if it works as well as its promoters claim it will, the reclamator will still discharge waste. The reclamator, therefore, does not comply with the basin plan, which prohibits all discharges of waste from individual sewage disposal systems, including engineered alternative systems. The Central Coast Water Board has indicated that it does not intend to take further individual enforcement action for violations of the basin plan's prohibition as long as the county's process stays on track. Once a community sewer system is available, or sooner, if the county discontinues its efforts to build one, all owners of individual systems, including septic systems and alternative systems, will be required to eliminate all on-site discharges of sewage waste. The owner can do this by connecting to the sewer system or by proposing and obtaining approval of another legal alternative to eliminate all on-site discharges. The requirement to eliminate on-site discharges does not violate Water Code Section 13360, even if the only feasible compliance alternative is connecting to a public system. There's a citation to a case, Tahoe Sierra Preservation Council versus State Water Resources Control Board. The county should make applicants who are considering the reclamator or other alternatives aware of these issues, especially the requirement to hook up to the community system when it becomes available. County building requirements apply, but there are no current requirements for ongoing monitoring or inspection. And three, a reclamator installed outside the Los Osos Prohibition Zone. The county is not authorized to permit alternative individual systems at this time. To allow the use of the reclamator as an alternative system to mitigate for conditions that would otherwise not allow installation of an on-site wastewater treatment system, the county must develop a management plan to ensure proper installation, maintenance, and monitoring. If you have any questions, please call Harvey Packard, and then the number is given. This letter will be made available. It is a public record, and it will be made available. But based upon this letter, there is nothing further at this point that the district need do, and the public now is
on those negotiations, and we've reached a tentative agreement, and I expect to have for the public and the board a memorandum of understanding by the April 3rd meeting. But I'd like to report that those negotiations went fairly well and fairly quickly, and we're looking at a 3.5-year contract. The second item I'd like to talk about that we've spent a fair amount of time since our last meeting was the audit. The auditors were here last week. They spent considerable time in the office. Virtually all members of the office staff were involved one way or another, creating and getting documents and files, et cetera, for the auditors. They had a team of three, and we only have 6 or 7 people ourselves, so we were being kept pretty busy. Their outbriefing stressed that the numbers jive, but they do have some concerns about some of our procedures. They will be coming back for 2 more days in early April, at which time they hope to finish up and get us some more specifics. They did give us a few small items at this juncture, a concern about accountability of a debit card, another concern about the use of a signature stamp by the fire department, some of those little actions we've already cleared up. They did say that there will be a major discrepancy, and that is a lack of having anybody on staff with the necessary accounting ability to maintain our books in the proper order. And that will be highlighted in their final report. The third item I'd like to discuss is last week also we had a long meeting at the Water Purveyors Group in discussing the school district's proposal to drill wells in the upper aquifer at the middle school. And in fact, at last night's school board meeting, they went ahead and made that decision to drill a test well. We consider that it would have been better if they hadn't drilled any well, but at least limiting it to a test well, and with also the caveat that all the water purveyors would be copied on information from that test well as any other environmental work that they needed to do. Will at least keep us in the loop. The purveyor sent a joint letter to the school board indicating their concern. The school district implies that their actions would be helpful to the basin. The purveyors disagree with that. And the biggest concern is the fact that whereas the school may well save $100,000 by drilling their well, those costs are fixed costs primarily for our water customers, and those will be passed on to our own water customers if, in fact, that happens. So although it might be cheaper for the school, it won't be cheaper for the district and the district's customers. So it's really kind of taking it out of one pocket and putting it in another. However, that is still ongoing, and the best solution at this point would be if the test were late this afternoon. I was copied on an email which indicated that the solution is going to be as before, and that there will be hose connections permitted to water the islands. I know you had a request to have that on the agenda for the 3rd of April, and if we can't resolve it by then, we'll certainly agendize that. But I think it might go away. There have been some misunderstandings. I hasten to point out that this has been a county project from the get-go, and the county didn't do the best they could have, and then they're trying to clean it back up, and we got involved, which is unfortunate. But the reason we got involved is that there were definitely compromises to our water system. That's in violation of state law, and we could not permit that to continue. The final issue I'd like to bring up is it was brought to my attention last week that we had an employee using district equipment, and this is not the first time I've been aware of it. However, the timing was perfect because we had the auditors on scene, and I immediately posed the issue to the auditors and their experience They've seen a lot more municipal operations than I have, but we all agreed, based on my previous experience as well as the auditors, that despite the stretching of the personnel rules, there is really no excuse for district personnel using district equipment for personal use. And as such, we are strengthening the prohibition in the personnel rules, and I have a draft on the table over there and in front of you. I'm not asking for your response on that tonight, but to let you know that that's the direction we're going in. And at the next meeting, I hope to have other changes to the personnel rules in addition to that one for you to rule on at that time. I would point out, though, that by order of the general manager, they're effective today, there will be no more use of any district equipment of any kind for personal or private use. That's the end of my report, sir.
Thank you. That was comprehensive. I look forward to the revised policy being presented in the near future. And I hope that the Santa Isabel issue can be worked out. It seems like that's gone on for quite a while, unfortunately. Okay, at this point, we'll move on to committee reports. Director Sparks.
Mr. Schimpf, I didn't, the third part of the audit, I didn't know if I heard correctly. What was the discrepancy they were, or procedure that they were...
Particular card. So it's those kinds of things. As I said, the numbers check, but they want to make sure that we have the appropriate checks and counterchecks. And again, with a small staff, this is a continuing problem in a lot of small agencies, but they will be giving us some suggestions on how to overcome it.
Have we had any response to the ad for some part-time accounting help?
Yes, we have four applicants on hand, and three more we expect, we're hoped for tomorrow. And incidentally, I'm sending all of those to the auditors, and they will rank order them because they know what we need. And that takes me out of the loop, which is kind of nice.
Great. Thank you.
Mr. Schimpf, I had some questions about your report on the use of district equipment. And as someone who's been accused of misusing district services, let's say, I looked at your draft for changes in the policy, which I completely support, but I have to ask because this employee pointed to the current policy, saying that there were exemptions, and that the exemptions must be pre-approved by the general manager. And I have to ask, since you're the general manager, did you pre-approve the use of the equipment?
I did not. I'm under the impression that at some time in the past, and who knows when, that a general blanket permission was given to use any and all equipment. But that's nobody can find that in writing, and as far as I'm concerned, it's hearsay. But to answer your question specifically, no one has asked me for equipment, for use of equipment.
And if I might... since Mrs. Vega has been an employee of the district since its inception, Mrs. Vega, is there an unwritten rule, or is it acceptable for employees to take equipment home and use it?
I'm not sure. I don't think, has there been a wastewater committee? I don't think any committees have met.
We had a wastewater committee meeting.
I don't think, not since our last meeting, not in the past 2 weeks.
Can I just request that we get this thing straightened out so we can have the meetings, because we're missing meetings now?
Yes, I agree that we need to. It's been kind of an odd glitch in that most all of them have been canceled. Mm-hmm. Consent calendar items. It's my understanding that number, wait a minute, let's see, do we, No, we do all these at one time. Consent calendar item number 6 has been pulled from the agenda for tonight. Was that what I saw in an email? I believe it was Penfield and Smith. There was some delay in their approval of the revisions to the construction management contract that was
yes, that's
going to
correct.
Save us some money. And yeah. Okay.
Let me address that, if I may, for a second. The reason for that is that the bid came in considerably higher than we thought, and what they were suggesting was they didn't have the manpower, and they were going to send somebody up from the Santa Barbara office, and we're going to wind up paying for the transportation. So the employee that we were previously talked about went back to them, and we feel now that we're going to be able to save approximately $15,000 by convincing Penfield and Smith to sub to the Wallace Group, who are right here on scene and can take care of that part of it. Unfortunately, that didn't all happen in time, but if you'll note on the email that I passed out to you, that this delay will not impact on the overall construction because the county is now going ahead with their plan, and we need to sit down with them and make sure that we're not in each other's way, and that meeting is scheduled for this next week. So this delay will not withhold any of the won't set us back on the construction, and you'll see it on the next agenda.
Great, and let's hope the county keeps moving ahead likewise. Thank you. So at this time, we'll take public comment on any of the administrative reports or the consent calendar items 3, 4, and 5.
May I elaborate a little bit on the wastewater one? Because it's you're taking comments on it.
We didn't have a report, but if you have some...
Okay, I'm trying to be helpful. I'm not trying to be harmful. And I don't think... If you don't want public comment, don't announce public comment. You did announce public comment.
Yes, I did. But on the administrative reports that we have received or the consent calendar items 3, 4, and 5...
Okay. Thank you.
May be heard with regards to the comments that council made.
Point of order.
Point of order. Yeah, we.
Just for a moment, I'll take up less than a minute of the count of your time.
Point of order.
Particular. No. I'm not going to allow that. You see, we're not in agreement on that.
That's fine.
Yes, public comment on the administrative reports from the general manager or consent calendar items 3, 4, and 5.
Okay, Michael Jones, Los Osos. And I'm just, I just got this right as I walked in this door, this thing about backhoe gate here, or the use of district property. And I'm looking at this, the policy as is, and it looks like what you're, you know, the way I read it, I don't see how, that it even has to be changed because what you're taking out is exemptions must be pre-approved by general manager or his designee and may be allowed for general public good and will and general benefit of the district. Well, what's the definition of district? Is it the five of you and the people that work at the CSD? I would say no. I would say the district is every tax-paying citizen in Los Osos. And how does private use of public equipment on a private property benefit the general benefit of the district? How does that benefit somebody that lives in Baywood? So, and it was nice of George to provide us with this signed memo and confession. Thank you.
President Cecina?
Yes.
If I may, I know that you ruled with regard to public comment on the comments out of closed session. But with regard to that one matter of potential litigation, although comments were supposed to be received before the closed session, it was impossible for anyone to know that we were discussing that at that time. So you may wish to...
To drive from, say, the district office to another location, and Monday morning you could jump out and already be there and make up time or something. There's always going to be some some little instance where it could be viewed either way, and the district could benefit by allowing use of a state vehicle for a trip that would otherwise benefit that person. So there are instances.
I would rather not deal in hypotheticals, and let's stick to the situation at hand, please.
Thank you, Council. Patrick Sparks. I'm Chief Legal Counsel for AES, and I did submit some documents tonight for public comment. But as regards to the one comment from the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, there is another legal alternative to eliminate the discharge of waste, and that's the reclamator. Tonight we'll be showing that the nitrates are under 10, which is a federal standard for purposes of that. And as a result of that, we're also getting the water tested for coliform, so it may be able to be reused for surface irrigation as well and toilet reflushing if it meets under 2.2 parts per million of total coliform. So we'll be presenting some information on that later tonight. But I did want to comment that, in fact, they did leave that loophole open as to another illegal alternative to eliminate discharge of waste. And in fact, it does that. I would hope that this board, this local board, would implement the lowest responsible bid. Thank you.
Any other public comment on the administrative report or consent calendar items 3, 4, and 5? Yes, sir.
Yes, George Taylor, Los Osos. I am commenting on the administrative report from the general manager. This is from a memo from the utilities manager, George Melanus, and he states that he has allowed employees in the past to use that this is an absolute abuse of power. It is a gift of public funds because we pay for the maintenance on every piece of equipment that is used. In other words, whether it's even if they were to replace the gasoline or the diesel oil or whatever was used in there, there is still maintenance that is not paid for, is paid for out of the pocket of the taxpayers in this district. And that is a definite gift of federal funds, and it should be punished and not allowed to be reimbursed, because it's just like somebody robbing a bank, and when they get caught, they say, "Well, here's the money. Let me go." And the guy says, "Oh, okay, go ahead. You give me the money back, so you can go." No, that isn't going to fly here. Thank you.
Additional public comment.
Don Bearden, Los Osos. This is a special meeting. I don't see what's so special about it. The consent calendar looks the same as usual. The general action items don't look like they couldn't wait until a general meeting. You did not need to have this special meeting for these routine consent calendar items and general action items. You have staff working every workday, expending many hours on Los Osos business. You don't need to micromanage them with endless meetings. Just give them direction and they will get the job done. You need to go down to one meeting a month. Thank you.
I am going to speak on items on
yes, sir.
This. And I'd like to specifically address the administrative report regarding the school's use of the water and a test drill. I'd like to point out that we don't need to put drinking water on our landscape. That reduces the pumping of our lower aquifer. And if they can find that there is high nitrates where they're pumping from, that benefits the athletic fields and the whole landscape of the school, so that they can apply that reduces the pumping and saves water. I understand that we don't get get money for that. But I think overall, the environment's more important than the dollar. It's just part of the cost of living. And so if we, I think we should encourage or at least look positively towards what the
You're assuming I shave every day.
Well, I tend to grow a beard that I didn't have the I got on my neck. Just one sentence of the water code, and it's a very long sentence with a lot of words in it, but it pertains to a $6.5 million fine against two community wastewater systems that you are still required to take care of. That fine is against the CSD board. That adds up with, divides out at 220 houses to $30,000 a house. And there are people in those districts that say, oh no, I haven't been fined. They'd have to send me a letter and tell me if I've been fined. Well, it's the CSD that's been fined. Now, do you intend to put a lien against all of the houses in the prohibition zone or maybe the whole CSD district to pay those fines? If you install a reclamator, it does not discharge anymore. That is zero discharge. That puts you in compliance with it. You read the bottom last part of that sentence after the comma there. It says, after they said that they can't tell you, can't specify the design, location, or type of construction or particular manner in which compliance may be had with that requirement, order, or decree. And the person so ordered, and you are a person as the CSD being fined to cease and desist discharge from those community septic tanks. So any person with that requirement, order, or decree, and that person so ordered shall be permitted to comply with the order in any lawful manner. Now, the water board's got a big deal going for the 9th of May, and they want to put a, they want to do another one of those nice resolutions, you know, one of those things that becomes a hidden cloud on your title that's suddenly law and it doesn't show up on any title report. That resolution is all garbage because with a notice of violation, they can put one in too to come into compliance before they get a cleanup and abatement or a cease and desist. Thank you.
Jan Lasosos. I've always been taught when I was growing up that when you did a wrong, you had to make it right, not make excuses. And in doing a little research, I found with regard to this excavator backhoe thing that renting one of those for a day is $150 a day. Now, my question is, will Mr. Milanis be held accountable for his wrongdoing? Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tom Murphy. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm just wondering which item on our agenda that you're going to address.
Public comment, I guess.
No, we don't have a general public comment tonight, sir. So agenda items only.
Is it a closed session item about
yes,
the reclamator issue?
But your attorney responded to that.
He has another comment.
Yeah, I have another comment.
How many more comments are you going to want tonight? This is it? Okay. Okay.
Well, I won't need any more after this one. This right here is the water from my reclamator I started up on Friday. Just got the water meter installed yesterday. Your specifications. So I just wanted to bring you a sample of the water that you guys will be purchasing from me, because obviously according to the letter, it was a required hookup. So I'm hooked up. So now I've got the, isn't that interesting, the little green tsunami. It's a green superhero riding a surfboard on the big wave. Pretty cool, huh? I should have enough time. I'm going to do a nitrate sample for you. This is, what, only 5 day old water? Normally it takes about 2 to 3 weeks for these to stabilize. But it's pretty fast. I turned in our first sample yesterday. We're going to have full nitrogen analysis done on it, and it's at the laboratories. Now, let's see what this one is. We got set up wireless, so you can drive by and read. My rate is 5 times what my rate is that I'm being charged. That's the going market value that's been established by the Lake Havasu City. They're charging 5 times the water meter reading for sewer now. The bills are, you know, like $200. It's amazing. My clients are going to enjoy the reclamator. I'm going to be plumbing my toilets for reuse, provided that I get an exemption, but I don't get an exemption. So I guess you guys will just have to pay me. I can buy enough water to go ahead and afford to flush my toilets. For every dollar worth of water that I purchase from Golden State, the CSD is going to pay me $6 when I give it back to them. One is because you have to pay me to replace the water you're taking from me. And earlier, Bob asked me, "Hey, Tom, how's it going?" It's going Hollywood. We've already signed the movie rights. And you guys are writing the last chapter. Thank you.
No. Board, Maria Kelly, Los Osos. I apologize to somewhat be kind of laughing. I find a very bizarre sense of humor in the fact that he's discussing 4,500 plus mini MBR plants all throughout the community, and it just, the irony of it, it really does make me just kind of laugh at kind of the just how this is going. So anyway, just had to say that and maybe that the CSD may want to remind Mr. Murphy and AES that really for the sustainable water supply, I mean, from my understanding, we need to basically, you know, balance the lower and upper aquifers, and there just really isn't a comprehensive plan that they're presenting that would explain how we're going to do that or how they're going to be a part of it. It just really comes down to the dollars. It really isn't coming down to servicing the community. In response to the water company and the use of equipment, it's an enterprise fund, and I think people are a little bit confused as to designated tax revenue versus an enterprise. And yeah, using it inappropriately is using it inappropriately, but an actual charge against it would be different. It would be a different type of charge. You know, yes, there's water there now, and yes, it's mounding, but what wasn't pointed out that when a wastewater treatment facility comes online, that excess water in the upper aquifer may not be so handy or ready. And what was great was Mr. Spadafor actually caught that in the staff report it should have said test wells. It didn't initially say test wells. The staff report initially said they were going to drill, drill, trench, and wire and get set up to go ahead and do this. And there's a revenue that the loss of revenue from that project is not a win-win for the district. That is an absolute misinformation, and it concerned me that that's the message that was going out to the school board at large. So anyway, ironic that I happened to be there on another issue, but I did comment on that one just more along the lines of I was hopeful that they would look at some conservation efforts as well as, you know, looking at some of the other options. It seems like, you know, there are things that they could do. There's some buffers that they could stop irrigating, and they always have runoff in the street pretty much running down around 8th every day. So anyway, thanks. That's my comments.
Dave Dugan, Los Osos. I guess I could comment on the fact that, well, first of all, on the process, I turn on the television a little after 7, and you guys are actually doing business. So I'm shocked. So I'm throwing my clothes on and listening to what's going on, and I get to hear the report on the use of equipment, or the use that you should, whether you shouldn't use certain equipment, any of the equipment of the CSD for private use. And I do agree with that, and that was a huge mistake that probably should have been caught a long time ago. And of course, there's no committee reports, to my understanding, so here we are again, and I can't speak towards that. But the issue I've been hearing up here, though, is mainly, it's not exactly wastewater, is it? It's water. And my understanding, perhaps, that what is going to be happening later on in you guys choosing people for committees or whatever, it's going to be going on later on tonight, that somewhere along the line, that anything that has to do with water in this district, that you have people that are knowing, looking at different agency agendas and seeing those things coming up, and being way prepared, way out water, not just wastewater. Like I said, wastewater is the byproduct, but water is the product. And we all know, especially with people wanting to build their homes, it's all about water and not the wastewater. And so to try to make this quick, other than saying, hey, there's nothing here to talk about other than what I just talked about, I was shocked to see you guys start on time. Thank you.
Richard Margetson, it's interesting that a possible future director, Maria Kelly, doesn't understand the makeup of the revenues for the water department. At one time there was, and there still is, tax dollars that flow to that department. And it makes no difference. And personally, again, I'm very disappointed that the only thing we've heard from you is a change in policy. That old policy was clear as could be. And anybody who knows the definitions of what districts, I mean, we sat at the water board and found out what the definition of a district was till we were bored out of our mind. And it's not the employees and it's not the five of you. It's the taxpayers and the ratepayers in this community. So since at this point, it doesn't look like you're going to do anything other than change a policy. You know, I didn't want this in my lap. I had nothing to do with this one this time. A citizen from Los Osos called Keith Swanson and I, said he had a first set of photos showing the backhoe in front of George's property. A week later, he called on his way to Costco and said that he had snapped four more pictures of George using the backhoe to terrace the back of his property to install fruit trees. Now, I'm sorry, there's no ambiguity there that there was any rightful use of that piece of equipment on his personal property. But then his response, and I wasn't going to do this tonight, but at this point, you know, I came to the general manager first and to you guys. There were people that wanted this to go directly to the newspaper, go to the grand jury, go outside of this district immediately. But this is the response you get, and all you're going to do is change a policy? In regard to the photos forwarded to you by the residents for district business and operations, it is not exclusively. In fact, there is an exemption to allow for their use for purposes other than district business and operation. Those are general public goodwill and the general benefit of the district. With that said, you should know that in the past, I've allowed all my employees to borrow equipment and tools for their use at one time or another, and there has never been a problem or abuse of that privilege.
Sir, your 3 minutes are up, and I just want to finish it with this. We haven't agendized this item yet. It was brought to our attention in closed session. It was not on the agenda, so we could not discuss it. So the change in policy is happening. I don't know if that's the end of it. We haven't even sat and been able to discuss this yet.
But we heard no response from any of you other than Julie bringing it up. This should have outraged you. You guys were outraged when things happened with the old board.
Point of order, Mr. President.
Sir, your 3 minutes are up. I don't want to get into a dialogue. To say I'm not outraged is not true. but I'd like to do business.
President Cicina.
Point of order.
I really want to discourage any further discussion here. This is a personnel matter. This is an employee matter with regard to the general manager. It's perfectly fine for the public to comment on it, but it is inappropriate for the board to respond and engage in discussion, particularly as it's not on the agenda.
Good luck.
Director Schicker.
I just wanted to say it is on the agenda because he gave a report. He did give a report, a verbal report.
It is a personnel matter.
But what I wanted to say for the public that's really important that they don't know that you haven't said yet is that George used to be directly under the board. He's no longer under the board. He's under the general manager. That's a change in the way it's been done. And I just wanted to make sure that the people understood that. And
President Cicina, let me also caution here. First of all, it is difficult. It is one thing to question the policy of the board and the district in regard to what has occurred here. That is certainly appropriate. It's something else to go into questions as to whether this particular individual should be on any employees. That doesn't mean it's not possible. It just means that there are complications, and there are things that need to be dealt with. Changing the policy prospectively, establishing a stronger policy, making it clear is all fully appropriate as to the policies. But truly, you are exposing the district to real problems here to the extent that this goes into a discussion of a personnel matter.
Thank you.
Ms. Biggs, the general manager can certainly schedule personnel in a future session, correct? The general manager could certainly schedule personnel in a future session, correct?
Yes, but it is his decision as to what occurs here, not the board's.
Do we have any additional public comment on the administrative report or consent calendar items 3, 4, or 5?
I just have one more.
Director Schicker.
I just briefly want to say for the public that I'm encouraged that we're going to relook at this policy again. And I guess it's a good time to review a lot of policies because I don't think that they've been reviewed in a long time. And I think it's a good time. These are policies that were established years ago, and I'm looking forward to the general manager taking a look at all of them.
Okay, seeing no further requests for public comment, we will bring it back to the board. And is there any further discussion on consent calendar items or the administrative report?
I'd like to make a motion that we approve consent items 3, 4, and 5.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
We have a resolution on the consent calendar.
Oh, that's right. So we need to take a voice vote.
Yes. Roll call vote. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Roll call vote.
Director Sparks.
Yes.
Director Sennett.
Yes.
Director Schicker.
Yes.
Vice President Tacker. Yes. President Cicina.
Yes. Thank you. Okay, general action items. Item A, select regular and alternative public members for
recommendations, and you folks can do or will do what you wish.
My apologies. I hadn't realized we had that big of a problem, and I hadn't really reviewed the options that are out here. We're going to need some discussion on this. It looks like Wow, emergency services and water advisory are the two that pretty much got staffed, or we had almost enough. Actually, only emergency services has enough to constitute the committee as previously structured. Five people, isn't that what we normally have?
Would be five and an alternate, I believe.
Right, not even enough for an alternate. Any thoughts from other board members on how to resolve this? Do we beat the drum a little louder? Director Sparks.
I'll just give some of my feelings. We are where we're at today, and to continue on in looking at the staff report and looking at the option three, that recommendation, that would allow the Emergency Services and Water / Finance Committee to proceed, and then certainly on specific issues, you could form an ad hoc committee, and that's the approach I would be in favor of doing at this time, and we could certainly reconsider as time goes by, but for a specific environmental issue, a wastewater issue that would crop up, you could certainly appoint an ad hoc committee. As an example, on a draft EIR in the county project, you could appoint an ad hoc committee to provide any recommendation to the board. It's just a thought. Welcome other directors' thoughts and staff's thoughts as well.
Could we, audience, please show a little courtesy and respect and bring the room back to order. I think that's the best of the options that are out there now, it seems.
One other comment. I appreciate Mr. Schimpf's recommendations. He did make a staff recommendation.
3-2 with ad hoc committees as needed. But I kind of like a wastewater option, but maybe that wouldn't, just because it's all about water, and even though we don't have the wastewater project, there's wastewater issues that reflect what happens with our water. They really are tied together for me, so that I think ad hoc committees is the way to go for other things, and appointment when as needed. So that's kind of where I'm coming from right now, but I'd like to hear from the public.
In a sense, maybe the one large advisory committee to handle all subjects that come up then. If there's a wastewater issue, a comment that we want to make on the county process, that would lead to option two. Director Schimpf, excuse me, Mr. Schimpf.
You're not going to catch me on that side of the table. The model here, if I may, is that since I've been here, and I don't know, you folks would be in a better position to comment, but I've watched LOCAC and the TAC both have subcommittees, which are freer to meet because they don't have to worry about being a majority of the board, and they've been two and three and four man committees seem to be able to address issues and get them back to the main committee. That was sort of where this idea came from. I don't know. Again, you have more experience in the area here than I have, but that's where that idea came from, to have kind of an overarching advisory committee, and then it could address specifics. It could have standing subcommittees, however they wanted to organize themselves.
Maybe it's time for public comment on this while we kick this around. So let's move to that public comment on that general action item A. Sorry, time's up.
Oops, was that me? That is kind of pulling funny. Dave Dugan, Los Sosos. Am I shocked that we don't have very many people? No, I'm not. Okay, this goes out to the people of Los Osos. If you've gotten to a point where you don't water environmental, if you make them one committee, there's not that much work to do except for water itself. And all you're really going to do is see at this point how any wastewater issues or environmental issues are going to really affect our water issues. So I would say go with that, because and that way you could fill all the slots, have your alternates. I don't know how many people are supposed to be on these committees. So, and I really don't like the IS subcommittees only because the openness problem that we have here. The people claiming, what's going on in the background? Well, we are not being apprised of. But other than that, combine. See if these people who, and that, and really it still only leaves to one meeting per whenever, and you just take care of all of these problems with one fell swoop. Thank you.
Any additional public comment on this?
I was looking at your list of applicants. You have, what, two for wastewater? Is that correct? Gail McPherson and myself. I'm sorry?
Also Everett Shong.
Shong, so you have three for wastewater. We have plenty to talk about, plenty to discuss. There's 12 tech memos, and I don't see that you can put all that dialogue and all those issues on combined committees. I think if you have a water committee, you got a water, basically water district, that's probably got their plate full. So I really do think that from a management standpoint, you should have a wastewater committee, and I don't think it's, I think you should keep the applications open if other people want to volunteer. I know Dr. Wickham wants to come and help us, and he wants to provide information for us, and he has been very knowledgeable. He did it, responded to the RFP on the project update. So I think there's a lot of material and information out there that needs to be vetted and looked at. So I would really strongly support having a wastewater, and don't you have enough for emergency services too? Do you have enough for those? So there's three committees.
Lynette Tornatsky, Los Osos. I would just ask each director to look back on the past year and see how the committees helped you. Did they help you? Did they do anything for you? You don't have to tell us what you think, but you might want to mull that one over. And also, I would look at the fact that nobody did really, I mean, except very few people, were interested in signing up for this, and that should give you some idea that the interest just isn't there. So those two things might go into the hopper of thinking on this. Thank you.
Don Bearden, Los Osos. You already have 12 members of a wastewater committee. It's called the Technical Advisory Committee. And they're doing their job for us in Los Osos. We're not supposed to be in the wastewater business, and we're supposed to let the county continue on doing its business. My advice is, if you want to have a wastewater committee, bring on the septic tank management program, and let's have operations in that method, but stay away from the private and special interests that are trying to promote a step system like Al Barrow and Gail McPherson. Thank you.
Bruce Payne, resident of Los Osos again. The Wastewater Committee is a very important committee. You are still in charge and still stuck with a over $6.5 million fine. And there's some real studying should be going on there on that. We're going to be fighting the Water Board on May 5th with this same thing that zero discharge is not discharge. And that's... a wastewater industry term for many years. I passed out a book to a few women. The book was An Unreasonable Woman, and in that she fought the plastic companies and the chemical companies that were polluting the Texas Gulf Coast waters to the point where the shrimps were dying. And then when the porpoises started rolling up on the mud flat, Montgomery Watts and Harza and a few other large firms and a bunch of engineers that make their living designing wastewater plants. I would like to be on a wastewater committee, but I have my plate full fighting the water board, and I feel that they're trying to set a precedent with Los Osos, which will carry the full length of this coast and the whole state and probably the whole USA if they set a precedent with forcing us to have big pipe collection and leak into our clean aquifers. So if we put clean water into our aquifer with 100% recharge in already permitted leach fields and leach pits, we've got a recharge of the upper aquifer. We don't have to worry about the ponding water disappearing, or whatever you want to call it, mounding. And I think anything we can do to reduce the cost of water or anything else for our educational system, we should do it, because that's the next generation, and we've got to educate them the best way we possibly can, or we're going to have a terrible mess. We can't have people lying to start wars, and this has got to stop. Thank you very much.
Chris Albee, CDO number 1019. Okay, on I have a couple reasons here why you're maybe having problems getting people to volunteer for the different committees. I'm just working off some notes that I took here. Okay. We went through the whole thing with the state water board and whoever telling us our water was dirty and unsafe back in, I think it was 87 when the moratorium went in. And when the CSD filed bankruptcy in 06, the Blakely bill provided for the county to take over the project. But they're not doing so as of this date, March 20th. They're probably in fear of lawsuits emanating from the above permit situation, and several have volunteered but weren't accepted on the TAC. The Board of Supervisors can overturn any decision of the TAC and choose any wastewater system they want. I don't know if there's a appeal process after that, or whatever. One shocking fact here, if you think about it, three of the five, there's three men on the Board of Supervisors, two of them plus a swing vote, can vote away any and all findings of the TAC or any other citizen or political group and totally ignore them and adopt their own agenda. So far, any system I've seen demonstrated involves electric motors and/or 24-hour monitoring and maintenance problems. Then there's the sludge disposal, the seawater intrusion, effluent disposal rather than recharge, which can't help but further deplete the water basin. Nothing can do a better job of processing our wastewater than the septic systems we have in Los Osos.
Mr. Albee, do you have any suggestions for how to deal with our own committee
issues and structures? This is just in the water ops category, I'm figuring.
Okay.
Is that pretty close?
You had about 15 seconds.
Okay. I just have one more sentence. This has to do with our unique soil composition, which allows effluent to be purified after a short trip through the soil column. And we'll talk about all this later. I actually volunteered for a committee about a year and a half, 2 years ago, but my complete lack of computer skills excluded me. So might have that problem too.
Maria Kelly, Los Osos. I like the idea of option two. I mean, I think it's a great idea, and it gets a larger perspective, and then you get that nice overlap and carryover between the financial and the water ops and all the emergency services, so you'd have a complete venue. But I think I agree that option three, we are a services district, water and emergency services. And the one topic that hasn't come up is the bankruptcy. I mean, that's still an issue. And in my mind personally, the wastewater from the districts, there's all these considerations, I think, for, you know, streamlining and actual work product productivity and, you know, positive efforts and outcome. You know, I think you could get some really good work done with option three and then utilizing ad hoc committees. That's my opinion. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Gwen Taylor. I'm a resident of the Prohibition Zone. I think every one of you sitting on this CSD board should get the new basin plan requirements that are coming out from the water board, whether you want to admit it or not. This CSD is so far behind in wastewater management that is being drawn up and being promoted by the water board. It is a basin plan requirement. This CSD is going to be required, it is not going to be an option, it is going to be mandatory that they draw up a wastewater management district. That is what is part of a wastewater advisory group's responsibility, to review and see precisely how a wastewater management district is going to be developed. And it is going to be sooner than a lot of people would like to think. And it is not necessarily going to be for those that are outside the prohibition zone. It is going to be a whole different ball game than we have ever expected previously, and the water board is very serious about their implementation. If you would have the general manager get a copy of the basin plan, go through it, as well as the CSD board members go through it, I think that you would be more than willing and perhaps encouraging the community who is knowledgeable about wastewater to get on an advisory committee, because they are going to be desperately needed. Thank you.
Any further public comment tonight? This issue. Okay, we'll bring it back to the board for discussion. And Gwen, you brought up some good points. I think it's May 9th. We heard from Mr. Payne that there will be some amendments proposed to the basin plan. The shoulds in the basin plan are going to become shalls. The county having permitting authority, for we need to have an agenda item probably to discuss some of those things. It would be a good idea. I'm really disappointed about the lack of interest in our committees. I think it's gut check time for board members here. Why we have such a lack of interest in the happenings. Maybe it's a good thing. I thought at one point that LOCAC should be the focal point of the community, but it seems like there are still so many issues revolving around the wastewater issue that is going to come back to our district someday. I'm just surprised that we've already hit that point where it seems like there's no interest. Maybe it's because things are just operating that well. I'm at a loss here, because the thought of not having a financial advisory committee to me is not appropriate. Look at the input that citizens brought to the fire tax, the water rate structure that we implemented last year. Without that, those things wouldn't have happened. Those were citizen-driven initiatives, and I don't want to lose that. I'm really at a loss as to whether or not just to put some more thought into this for another couple of weeks or to even try and pick one of these options and run with it. Any other thoughts from the board? Director Sennett?
Well, see, there are only numbers that justify them. Huh. Is that on? Yeah. There are members that only justify that we keep two of the committees open, and I suggest we keep the other committees open as ad hoc, and that we keep, for those committees that are ad hoc, we keep the membership campaign open, and at such time that we have enough applicants, we form the committee. The nice thing about a standing committee is the immediacy, the speed at which they can take up a matter. It would take a little bit more time to get an ad hoc committee up to actually get members and get it up and going. So I think right now we take what we have, we put two committees together. I mean, we have two separate committees.
Matter, and that it does not have continuing jurisdiction. So I don't think that suggestion would work. You could leave these as standing committees, but they would be limited to the membership that's there. And again, that would require staffing of that as well. Maybe they wouldn't meet so often or whatever, but... calling them ad hoc, I don't think will work.
Director Schicker.
Just another suggestion. Perhaps the two committees that have enough members, appoint those tonight. And then how about one large additional advisory committee with a new application period? How about that for a possibility? And then open it up for new applications.
What would be the purview of the
any topic that needed to come up, and then the subcommittee approach or ad hoc approach coming out of that? One large standing committee. Or medium size, I don't know what size, yeah.
Yes, Director Sennett.
A problem I could see arising from one large committee is that you have a membership of diverse interests. And whereas there might be a strong interest of wastewater concerns by two members, there might be another two members that are concerned about financial matters, and they don't want to necessarily get involved and use, they're not interested. And so I think it would be a tug of war in that committee forming, and it would be dysfunctional.
Perhaps we move ahead with option three, and since we have enough, I believe, to appoint Emergency Services Advisory Committee and then a combined Water Ops Financial Advisory, and then continue to solicit members to join the Environmental Review and Wastewater Committees and just extend those application periods and see if in the next month we can get enough interest. Right, and then if it's apparent that there is no interest, then we'll just have to let them go. Yes.
One more suggestion might be to contact the volunteers for the committees that didn't have enough membership and ask them if they would be interested in...
Pull them
to see if they have an alternate area of interest and where they converge, form a committee.
That almost sounds like you're looking for if you want to be on a committee, come up with a topic and we'll let you have a committee. I think the interest areas are what should drive the specific committees that are formed.
Mm-hmm. But they may have an interest in that, and some of them have crossed over and have, you might generate some interest to, like they may reconsider. And in any case, they show willingness to offer their time for it.
Director Sparks.
Thanks for the public for the comment. I'm going to reiterate what I said earlier. I think we should go with option three, emergency services, the combined financial water ops. We're approaching the budget. I want those committees to form to work with our general manager in that process. So I will support that going forward tonight. As far as the other committees, if we want to just keep open the application period and have the general manager ask those members if they still are interested in serving on committees and or ad hoc committees, and then we can revisit it. If there's a specific matter the general manager or the president sees for an ad hoc committee, then we would have them available. But at least you have time to gauge that. But I think it's important we go ahead with those two committees, particularly since we're going forward with the budget process.
I would agree with that.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we go with option three and leave the other committee applications open for a period of 1 month, 2 months more, reassess.
Let's make it one.
Make it 1 month more? Okay. That's fine. That's my motion to accept option three, appoint those two committees tonight, leave the other committees open, and go for another month.
I'll second that motion with the caveat that the board members do some recruiting.
Yeah, I think that's understood.
I would ask the maker of the motion to consider amending that to, I don't want to limit to 1 month. I don't know when we might need these committee members. I'd just as soon keep it open for you know, a long period, 3 months indefinitely. I don't.
And there's no alternates, for instance, for the emergency services. And without alternates, that means you're going to have a lot of meetings that, you're going to have some meetings that may not have a quorum. So, but I do like that idea, and I will most happily take that on to contact all of these people and ask if they have a next best opportunity to serve, and perhaps we might be able to staff those, assuming you pass your motion, those two committees, and still have a nucleus left for the, excuse me, counselor, forgive me, for the standing ad hoc committee, or the committee that we can use when the need arises. And I do also like Director Sparks' idea of let's keep it open. Hey, who knows? There might be people that say, hey, I, you know, what the heck, put me on the list. They may or may not be available when something comes up, but at least that's the first place to call. Thank you.
Okay. Do I need to amend my motion for that?
Motion.
Do I need to amend it or for the that? Okay.
I just had some clarification on your motion, too. For the combined committee, I mean, emergency services, you just, looks like you just have the five. So those would then become regular members. For your combined committees, are you going to appoint the current incumbents of their committees as incumbents, those five, and the other two as alternates, or did you want to change that at all?
There's when you combine those two committees, there's only four incumbents and two alternates.
Okay, I see. Mm-hmm. I see. Oh, that's right. You're right. So did you want to make one of those alternates a regular member?
It seems like we would have to go through the pool of six individuals and decide who we want to be the five standing committee members, and then the last one would be the alternate. And I would rather not just assume that because a person was an incumbent last time around that I think we should go through the appointment process.
Yes.
The emergency services will be the easy committee.
Right.
Could we let the committee decide, or do you want to decide about who's alternate and who's incumbent?
That would be fine if the committee would want to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. It makes things very simple.
Okay, then my motion stands.
I'll second that. All in favor? Redisposal to allow closing of the Los Osos Mission Country office. How many have ever been to the Mission Country office? I have. Okay, well, most of us have. Yeah, that was interesting. I see we have a letter from them that
discusses this, and I guess they're looking at saving $500 a month if the office is closed. And they bring a good point in that if the office is only used for payment of bills, then you know, you could put a Dropbox just about anywhere, even at our office. I have never been in there to pay a bill. I've always been in there to complain about the service and request they do something about it. And I sort of like it when you can talk to a person that way. However, if picking up the phone gets me a responsive person, that's just as effective. The lady's really nice down there. Maybe that's why I go. I don't know. But any other board discussion on this item right now?
She Mr. will Shemp. Still be employed, just not in this office.
Yes, I'd have to drive further, I guess, yeah. Nice dog, too. So I guess we might as well go right to public comment on this at this time.
David Ugin Los Osos, I've had my battles with those people. But the response from the ladies down at the office, directly, I always got a good response. I just gonna have to say that right up front. I know with this day and age of the internet, as well as you can just pick up the phone and hopefully they'll, depending on your demeanor, that you can take care of problems. And I'm just hoping that this will benefit everybody, not just them. Especially with the internet, can you email your problems? Can you pay your bills via the internet? I don't know about that for sure. And that might be one way to go. A drop for your water bills at the CSD, that's a good one. I can remember having to pay some bills over here at the pharmacy. I don't think they were the water bills, but they were something else. But I could drop off my money there, and that was convenient. This is my some kind of perverse thing. The driver got off and saying, I know this guy is going to have to get out of his car. And I went at odds with over this with them. I mean, to the point, I think I got somebody fired. So I just want to just make sure with their move that they aren't ducking somebody like me. I don't think they are. I think it'd probably be better. Thank you.
George Taylor, Los Osos. President Cecina, I commend you. I had that thought and about having the Dropbox at the CSD office, and I think it's a great idea. I have no quarrel with the service we're getting from Mission Country. They do a good job, and they leave everything most of the time in very, very neat order. Maybe once in a while something gets dumped over, but that's what they've got to deal with. I think that they do a damn good service. And I think that we can live with a Dropbox at the CSD office. Thank you.
Good evening again. The office there on Sunset for the waste or the solid waste collection, whatever. She's very seldom there anyway. That basically most people come look and the door's locked. They drop their check off and leave. So, and as far as I've never heard anybody that made a complaint there got any action from it anyway. So I believe it'd be if it saves any money, definitely do it. One thing I'd like to say, which is a little bit off subject, is the minutes. I didn't get to read them till just now, and it says that Bruce Payne wants water conservation, a septic system management program as priorities. No, the septic system management will be management and maintenance with a reclamator for $45.75 a month. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be out of line, but that's wrong. I'm not recommending septic tank management. 8312 said septic tank management to be triennial. They said it had been since 83 since it was looked at. And then they said it's been over a decade. No, it's been over two decades and a half.
Would you work with Ms. Vega to get the wording right on those minutes?
Yeah, that's okay. I'm all for water conservation, and I'm not for septic tank management.
Thank we got you. It. Thank you.
Chris Alley, CDO number 1019. Public service announcement here. If you can get by with the smaller capacity liner for your garbage can, you can save yourself about $100 a year. And the other two cans, it doesn't matter how big or small they are. They're just an inclusion. So save yourself some money.
Thank you.
Don Bearden, Los Osos. I'm in favor of the drop box at the CSD office. However, it's going to take people's time. I don't think the people are going to just drop it. They're going to think that they can ask questions of staff there, and they're going to want some flyers and whatever have you. And so you're going to end up having staff time. So if we're going to do that and have a drop box, I think they ought to pay us for the drop box. Thank you.
Mr. Schimpf?
Yeah, on the flip side, we might get volunteers to sign up for committees if we go to the
More people.
I think the person we should be asking is Jan, huh? do you see it? Did you look at it and do you see a problem with it? Have you had any problem?
We haven't started yet. Yes, Gwen.
I concur. I think it's a very excellent idea. And I am repeating myself, as I've done time and time again, about having email, having electronic equipment for communications. There are so many people in this community that do not have that. As long as Mission Country Disposal has a body that you can contact, not a voicemail, not a voice that is activated through your voice and can give you answers to questions that you have, if that can be initiated into the agreement, some manner, shape, or form,
some money, I think you should go for it. And, you know, I don't think there's that many people that go over there. I think probably most people just send their money in, their bill in, and I don't think the Dropbox is going to get a lot of action anyway, but that's a good way for them. It gives them an opportunity. I would suggest that you would put a box along with that with an information sheet. The information sheet should say, don't bother the clerk here. Call this number.
Any further public comment on this issue? Okay, with that, we'll bring it back to the board, and I would like to start by clarifying when I said I went down there to complain. I think I've done that once or twice, and the complaints were immediately taken care of. I could have done it over the phone. I pay my bill electronically there. Always had good service. I agree that it's nice to have a person to talk to, not a voice response system that doesn't always understand what you're trying to communicate to it. Yes, and then Director Sparks, did you have a comment?
Mr. Schimpf, I've never been to the counter, I guess, at Mission Country. Is this something that's open 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, or and it's staffed? And they're going to close this, and we're being told it's going to save $500 a month?
Yes, they're going to move the staff into their main office. So they're not reducing the staff. They're just getting out of the rent. What has happened is that they're using the staff here to do other things than just staff the office. So that person is going to continue to do those kind of jobs, but just be in the main office. It's just the rent.
Where is the main office in San Luis Obispo?
McMillan, I think, is the answer.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
It's in San Luis, though.
Yes.
Director Tacker.
I just want, because some of the questions that came up through public comment, ability to pay bills is online with credit cards or through your checking check transfer ability. One thing that I like about the Mission Country can is that the phone number is on the side of the can. So when you think about what's ever bothering you about the service, or if you want to call them and compliment them, the number's right on the can. And if you have a cell phone, you can pull the can to your garage and talk to them at the same time. But just so the public knows, at...
It's because of something I've said tonight, so I hope they understand I'm happy with my service. Director Sennett.
The only thing I see here is that $390 is collected in cash by their office. And that's, maybe these people have, I don't know, I don't think they're drug dealers or anything, but maybe that they have a convenience of dealing in cash. Is that a big concern? No?
It might be somewhat inconvenient for the few people who do pay that way. And yeah, there are ways to get around that.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I'd like to make a motion to provide direction to staff to prepare an amendment to allow the closing of the Los Osos MCD office to the franchise agreement and bring that back for approval to the board at a subsequent meeting.
I'll second.
This time we can do a voice vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
One quick thing.
Director Tacker.
Mr. Bearden, they do pay us. We have a franchise agreement with them, so we get revenue from the trash. And that is the one service, well, that and fire, that the whole community is served by the CSD. So.
My concern, shut up. Hey.
Well, Miss, that was not funny. That was not funny. Do we have any closing board comments tonight? Yes, Director Sparks.
Happy Easter, everybody. I also think, since we're redoing the committees, we also need to look at, we have fewer committees, and how we work out the director liaisons. Mr. Shipp, maybe you can come back, because we have one that combined two committees, so we'll need to just address that. And whether we address the bylaws to allow more two director liaisons or whatever. I'd like to see that.
And another one that we received in our packet was Thinking Like a Watershed Sustainability Social on Wednesday, April 9th. It sounds really interesting, and there's probably posters in the office. Okay. And then there's also the South Bay Seniors Helping People on April 10th, ham dinner. Would like to see people there for their fundraiser here at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, April 10th. Thanks for coming tonight.
Director Sennett? Oh, okay, economical. I had a couple of announcements, too. First, there's an issue in town about cell phone towers, and they're proposed for the Van Buren building. The Community Services District is not taking any kind of position on that sort of thing, of course, but I want everyone to know that Tuesday, April 1st, at the Board of Supervisors meeting is the appeal date for that that's been set. There should be information on the side table about this issue. There's a petition here in the back of the room if you want to talk to Judy Vick. That is the person who has most of the information on this, and she has a wealth of information on it. And let's see, there's a two-day seminar on protecting your constitutional rights in San Luis Obispo at the San Luis Obispo Community Center on Palm Avenue. That will be on Saturday and Sunday, March 29th and 30th. And you can talk with Mr. Barrow if you want further information about that. And the
Sustainability Fair sponsored by Sierra Club, Slow Green Build and Surf Rider, Basins of Relations, Thinking Like a Watershed. This is the event Lisa mentioned out at the Green Building on the Botanical Gardens grounds, and the keynote speaker is going to be Brock Dolman of the Water Institute of Occidental Arts and Ecology up in Occidental in Sonoma County. I've heard Mr. Brock, Mr. Dolman, Brock Dolman, several times. Fascinating speaker. The man will give you an hour on water without using notes and keep you entertained the entire time. This particular presentation is about low-impact development, which is bioswales beside the road to capture runoff before it hits the bay, puts it back into the groundwater basin. Rather than paving driveways in your entire property, think about using pavers or new porous pavements, ways to get water back into the ground so that it's not running off in a non-usable form. This will be a fun event. This group always has a good time. They had the John Todd event here.
The board sent out about the resolutions that they're going to decide on May 9th. Public comment has to be in by April 7th.
That's correct.
And in writing to the Water Board at Arrow Vista Way.
And those are significant changes to the basin plan. Shoulds become shalls. It's time to get serious.
Thank you.
And with that, we will say good night, and it's only 9 o'clock. Thank you all.